This is Ian Dayborn
on Cambridge 105 Radio.
Get Me Fit is a fitness and wellbeing platform for independent instructors and clients. So it's a place where instructors can come and run their fitness business and where clients can come and find brilliant instructors to train with.
And Jane, you set the business up during the first lockdown, I believe. Tell me about that.
Weirdly, my family was supposed to be relocating to LA in April last year. So we're all set and ready to go. And then it didn't happen. So I carried on with my, I'm a personal trainer myself, so I carried on with my classes. And actually, from my point of view, I was finding it quite hard because I'm self-employed, I work on my own, and suddenly lockdown happened. And I didn't, you know, I've kind of needed to consult with other trainers. How are you getting on Zoom now? How are you making this work? And then Mark, who is the, he's a co-founder of a tech company with my husband, he also is a Les Mills group exercise instructor, and he decided he could see the same problem. All his fellow fitness instructor friends were having the same problem challenges that I was as well, and didn't really know where to start in this new world we were all suddenly thrown into. So being sort of technical, he wanted to take on the challenge of building a prototype model to help people run their classes and connect to Zoom and help them get set up. So that's how it all came about. He did a shout out to all his technical friends. He's very well connected in that world, and asked people to do a hackathon. And I think the support has always been really good because we have such a sort of altruistic foundation to what we're doing. So the prototype went live in lockdown one very quickly. I actually started using it myself for my classes and loved it. All my bookings were done through the platform, all the emails automated. So I could see it was working for me. And then Mark said, look, we've got to, I really want to take this forward, but I don't have time. Would you be interested? I jumped at it because I think it's a brilliant, I really love the idea, you know, using it myself, I really knew firsthand the value of what he pulled together. And then George and I have always wanted to run a business together. We've done fundraising together. And luckily, sort of, I managed to rope George in as well because our skills are very complementary. So I'm much more creative marketing background. George's finance, much more on sort of legal side of things.
And George, tell me a bit about the kind of people that you're looking to attract, because you work with companies as well as private individuals, don't you?
We do, yeah. So in terms of kind of instructors, we're looking for, you know, brilliant independent instructors who just want to earn a sensible amount for what they do and want a kind of community in which they can do it, where they get supported and get advice and tips, and want to be part of something bigger, really. In terms of kind of clients, it's two-sided. So it's you know, we've got all of the people who are currently trying to fit everything around their jobs and actually in lockdown, homeschooling, everything else, you know, having this amazing place they can come to find really convenient virtual interactive classes. But even more so, we've found that actually there's a real need at the moment for businesses, because obviously everyone's been really struggling with the remote working in terms of just kind of keeping team together and keeping morale up. And just, you know, it's been a long 12 months for everybody. And actually, businesses have never been more interested in how they can kind of, you know, invest in team well-being, basically, because, you know, they'll very well recognise that if you look after your staff, you know, they will look after you.
Well, I'll tell you what, while people grab a bit of paper, we'll give out in a minute details of how they can find you if they want to look at joining your classes, or maybe they're a fitness instructor who is interested in joining your platform. And also I want to talk about whether or not this way of exercising is going to be a big part of the future. But before we do that, Jane, I feel we should all pause for either some relaxing music or a workout, one thing or the other. And you've picked a song for us, haven't you?
Yeah, we have. We had to go for Blondie, Atomic. It's a favourite for us.
Atomic from Blondie on Cambridge 105 Radio, where my guests are George Nathan, that's short for Georgina, and Jane Hart. They're the founders of an online business that links trainers with those who want to work out called Get Me Fit. So, George, if people want to join one of the classes, or maybe an instructor is listening who wants to sign up to your platform, how do they find you?
It's really simple. They just need to come along to www.getmefit.co and they can just log on as a client. It's a really simple registration process. Just, you know, couple of minutes and you're in. For instructors, there's lots of information there. Again, setting up your profile is a really simple job and we are on hand to help if they need us.
George touched on this earlier. A lot of personal instructors, personal fitness instructors, they work at large gyms. Those sessions may cost people taking them a few bob, but the instructors themselves don't necessarily make a great living out of it.
They get paid less than £25 an hour, and not only do they have to be at the class for the hour, but they also have to be there half an hour before and half an hour after for setup and clearing away, and they have to do their own insurance and their own music license. So actually it's quite shocking how little instructors are earning in city gyms. And obviously when the doors shut to the gyms in lockdown, a lot of them, you know, it was, you know, there was no income at all overnight and sort of no update on when there might be. So, yeah, it's been really tough for a lot of people in the sector. And we're all really genuinely passionate about helping these instructors and really kind of go the extra mile to do what we can to help them on their way.
And George, it's not just about exercise. It's about changing people's lifestyles completely, I think, some of what you're aiming to do,
absolutely.
Isn't it? Talk a bit about that.
I'm somebody who has kind of spent all of their adult life trying to manage my weight, or, you know, worrying about the latest fad diet, and I just got to a point, you know, where I was like, actually, it doesn't work. Actually, the thing that works is finding something you love doing, taking some pleasure out of, you know, running, walking, a HIIT class, a yoga class, Pilates, whatever it is, just finding something that makes you smile, basically. And, you know, the attitude needs to change from kind of fad fitness and fad diets to kind of lifelong fitness. Because actually, you know, even if you don't start until you're in your 40s, you can make such a phenomenal difference to fitness and well-being in your later years if you get active and if you do the right kind of exercise. Your body changes so much as you grow, your hormones change so much as you kind of go through your adult life. You can do so much with exercise to make the transitions easier. And in addition, actually, the other really important thing is nutrition. It's not just about exercise. We've also got a brilliant nutritionist on board with us as well. It's just trying to get the message out that it's time to move on from the kind of the body shaming and being active and finding something you love. And actually the benefits to your mental health are just phenomenal if you can get that balance right.
I think it's a great idea. I think you're going to fly, and I wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much. It's been lovely talking to you.